are arranged, or how the temple's going to look, or even how the property's going to look. That's actually transcendental, real transcendental meditation. And even though it's material in one sense, as we become purified, it's not even really material to think how to mix the paint. That also becomes spiritual. So all the actions engaged in devotional engagement, devotional service, they become also inconceivably transcendental or spiritual. How paint can become spiritual, you know, it doesn't make sense. But when it's on this building, then it's spiritual. And I always remember this thing Prabhupada said. He was talking into a microphone, and he said, by talking into this microphone, the tape recorder manufacturer is becoming benefited. So, I mean, these things are really, I mean, wow, that's really out there, you know. Who can understand such things? That the guy who made this ultimate recording stand here, this tripod, is going to get benefited because we're speaking Krishna Katha. But it's true. It happens. And we can actually meditate. Once Prabhupada wrote a letter to Karnadakshaya Vishnu, he was going to Oxford, and he said, Prabhupada, you know, we hear that we're not supposed to mentally speculate. Speculation is bad. It's polluting. And here I am at Oxford, and, you know, I've got to think, you know, and maybe it's speculation, so just tell me how I can deal with this apparent contradiction. He said, you should read in the Bhagavad Gita, Rasoham Apsakuntaya, Krishna says, I'm the taste of water. And he said, you should meditate on that. If you can meditate on that, how Krishna is the taste of water, he said. Meditate on how Krishna is the taste of water. That is perfect mental speculation. So, I mean, you know, you can meditate for the rest of your life. How Krishna is the taste of water. Anyway, I thought that was a very nice letter. Anyway, I think we have to end now. So thank you very much. Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.